And now it's time for a Pinnacle Academy Schools update. And today I have Mr. S in with me. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine today. How are you doing?
You guys have been busy. I've been dropping my son off in the morning, and I have noticed Coach Hansen there.
Yeah.
Dressed up pretty funny. So let us know what's going on this week.
You know what? We have a really exciting week in our secondary. It is our homecoming week. And with Coach Hansen dressing up every day, there's a different theme each day. Today was the 50s. Yesterday was the dress like the Roaring 20s. So it's always a good theme. We have lots of other stuff going on. Every night there's an activity at the school. We have a movie night, a bonfire night, a dodgeball night, and then we have our homecoming dance on Friday. And we also have some big athletic events that are coming up. We have our volleyball game with Green River, and we also have Region for Cross Country.
Oh, wow. And when is those taking place?
Region for Cross Country is on Wednesday. And last year, our girls took first in our region in cross country. So we definitely have high expectations for them again this year.
Fingers crossed for them.
Fingers crossed, yes.
So we've also got some other fun stuff coming up because we're going to make this a monthly thing. And Mr. S is going to come in and let us know exactly all the fun events that are happening at Pinnacle Academy Schools.
Awesome. Yeah, we have lots of good stuff coming up. We have our Red Ribbon Week that will be starts on Halloween on Monday the 31st and runs until the 4th of November. We also have a math parent night coming up on Wednesday, November 2nd. We definitely know that the new way that Common Core is expecting kids to do math can be very confusing for parents especially, and we just want to make sure that all of our parents have a good understanding of what those educational expectations are. Our kids that went to Washington, D.C. just returned from the trip a couple of weeks ago, and that was just an excellent activity to actually go back and see all the cool things of the history of the United States rather than just reading about it in a book.
Now, that is something you guys do every year.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely.
And
every year we do
that. Grade is that? Remind me.
So the fifth graders actually do the work and earn the money to go, and then they get to go at the beginning of their sixth grade year. Yeah, we have one big fundraiser, and that's our Wild West Carnival.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And that's the one that helps them go on this trip annually.
Exactly, yeah. And that's every March, then they go in September back to Washington, D.C.
I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for these students, and I bet they enjoy every minute of it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the best trips I've ever been on as a parent, so it's excellent, yeah.
And what else do we got going on?
We have Ballet West coming next week to do a performance for our elementary. That's going to be an absolute excellent opportunity for us. Our high school is actually putting together and starting a production of High School Musical. It will be airing in the spring. They don't have an exact date set yet, but our plans are to actually use the Rio Theater in Helper and put on a large-scale production this year for High School Musical. So as a school, we're definitely continuing to promote the arts this year, which is one of our biggest focuses. Our after-school program in the elementary and secondary is really going strong. A couple of weeks ago, they just went and visited Ogden's George Eccles Dinosaur Park. They've gone to see the Moab Giants Park. We do swimming lessons every Thursday. We have a basketball camp that runs every night with Coach Hansen, which you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Yeah, and we just have lots of stuff going on with that. So very excited about everything we have going on at the school.
Well, I think it's remarkable that you guys are doing this after-school thing, and it's like helping them with homework is the number one.
Right.
But they also do some fun activities, and I think it's great so they're not going home to an empty house, and they're just in a positive environment.
And we're really hoping that we can get all that homework and all of the additional school stuff done so that when kids get home, they get to enjoy that time with their families
right.
rather than parents worrying about spelling tests.
Exactly.
Math homework, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had Sabrina Van Wagner in a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about that Strengthening for Families program that you do on Thursdays.
Every Thursday night,
And it's open to anybody, everybody
Absolutely.
In the community. And I think that's a really great program that you guys are doing, too.
Yeah, we definitely try to get as many programs for our students and the families in our community. And we definitely want to promote everything that we can for Price.
Pinnacle's awesome, I'm telling you. All right. If anyone has any questions about upcoming events, where can they go?
You know what? You can visit our website, which is pcaschool.com, or you're always more than welcome to call the school at 613-8102.
All right, there you have it. That is what is happening at Pinnacle Canyon Academy's schools. So they've got lots of fun events, and they're doing lots of fun things. So go check it out. Again, visit their website at PCA.com.
school.com.
School.com. Or you can just call the school at 613-8102. All right. You would think I would have that memorized by now. But anyway, I appreciate all you do, and thanks for coming in and letting us know, and I'll see you in a month.
All right. Thanks, Rochelle.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Mr. S. This has been a Pinnacle Canyon Academy Schools Update.